Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. Welcome to Bob Inyart Live. I'm the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney. Glad to be here, Bob.
Well, it's great to be back in Colorado. I was just on a trip, but maybe we should jump right into the news because, Doug, this is right up our alley.
Oh, it's huge. I do want to hear about the trip, though.
All right. It was a Creation Science trip to Bozeman, Montana.
I've done those with you. Those are fun.
Oh, it was just phenomenal. Yeah. Fabulous trip. Great scientist.
Before we get to that, I have to. We've got huge breaking news.
Yeah.
A brand new study. Deep research has been done, an analysis publication in the journal Clinical Psychological Science.
That's a creationist, Christian, fundamentalist right wing?
No. This is a psychobabble rag.
Okay.
It's like the history of the psychologists.
And it's about smoking pot, and the authors, the researchers, are from the University of California and from Duke University, so these are not right-wing Christians.
They certainly are not, but they have come to the conclusion that the more pot you smoke, the more likely you are to be a loser.
And that is, that's the headline.
Yes, I don't think that's a clinical term, loser.
But it's the headline of the article on their paper in the Daily Mail.
Yes.
Over in England.
Yes.
The Daily Mail, the more cannabis you smoke, the more likely you are to be a loser.
And then they actually define loser.
Everyone is tuning in to Real Science Radio, to Bob Inyart Live.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, everybody. The
Absolutely.
NSA.
We've been covering this for what?
University
How many
of
years?
California. Right, that, in fact, kgov.com/pot,
yeah.
For those who've missed it.
Yep, you can find it.
All the peer-reviewed science showing that you will ruin your life, the people you care about, you will ruin their lives if you encourage them or support them in smoking pot.
Yes, and the authors of the study define a loser. They say if you smoke pot, now these are specifically people who smoke pot more than four times a week for many years.
Yeah, which... we know people like that.
They're generally losers.
Yeah, they're losers, and that's a term you and I would
use. That's not a clinical term, but that's one we would use.
But what is their description of a loser?
You'll earn lower pay. You'll be less skilled. You'll have a less prestigious job than your peers, right?
Mm-hmm.
You'll have work-related and relationship difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
And
financial difficulties.
And they say you could end up in a lower state, a lower sociological state than your parents. So your parents work hard, they do all they can for you, get you educated, get you out of the house, you're smoking pot, you end up living in a lower status than they did.
You end up a loser.
A loser. That's the definition of a loser, I think.
And we have done all the reporting, and if you just want a quick thumbnail sketch of it, go to kgov.com/pot.
Yes.
We couldn't make it easier.
No, and we'll have to add this link.
We will add this as the latest study from 2016.
Yes.
Because we've been updating this every year.
For, I think, seven,
8 years.
And
it really is a fascinating page. The
Huge.
Most significant single page on the entire internet on the negative effects of marijuana.
Yes. Now, a couple quick hits on the researchers. The lead researcher indicated, quote, "Our research does not support arguments for or against cannabis legalization."
Oh, no.
So they claim they're even after the study, they're not willing to say.
Right. Well, universities are pro-pot, of course. They're
for the most
college
part.
Campuses.
Yeah, they are.
And so every study that comes out is against their interest.
Yeah.
Because when you're part of a culture, you want to produce information that supports the culture.
You do.
And study after study after study is that marijuana causes you to suffer from mental illness and the physical effects.
That's
and
right.
Overall, you're a loser.
Being a loser is just the tip of the iceberg.
You're a pothead.
Right? Now, one more thing. The researchers claimed that the study is important because it addresses an array of potentially confounding factors.
Mm.
To which everyone in the world said, "What do you mean confounding? We already knew that If you smoke pot, you're a loser.
Of course.
But
it's not confounding at all.
No, I don't think it's confounding in
any
way.
They could have saved a lot of money. Just tune into our show.
Right.
KGov.com/pot. They could have saved hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Well, no, that's why the study was important, Bob, because of hundreds of thousands
their
of dollars
money.
filtered through their hands
of
so that they could do the study.
That, of course.
Hence, it was important. But there you have it. The more pot you smoke, the more of a loser you'll be. And then, as you mentioned, psychological problems, health problems. So being a loser is just that's one of the smaller issues
with
being a pothead.
Okay, so the more cannabis you smoke, the more likely you are to be a loser.
Right, and so we know that folks at the University of California and at Duke must be tuning in, and now it looks like people at the FBI and in the Pentagon are also tuning in to Bob Enyart Live on somewhat regular basis.
Oh, well, the NSA, we knew, were listening.
Well, that goes without saying.
I mean, there's hope for our country.
Right.
When we found out the NSA was reading our emails.
Yes.
I mean, that was the most encouraging
thing
I've heard in maybe 10 years.
Yes, you have to thank the Lord to know that governing officials are listening to this broadcast, maybe even taping it, which would be great. But the FBI and other national security officials say that now there are over 400,000
drones,
private and commercial drones
in the U.S.
Yeah, they say this could be a serious security threat.
And this is just the beginning. And of course, we've been talking about this. Terrorists are going to use these drones.
Yeah.
They're going to attack places that have concentrations of people, which are everywhere.
Yeah, just about everywhere.
I mean,
if
you have, say, the Super Bowl, well, the military and local law enforcement, they have anti-drone programs. They're training falcons to take down drones. Birds.
Birds?
Yeah, they're training birds.
Wow.
And they're really cool. I mean, they go after the drone, they grab it, and they bring it wherever you want the drone.
That is awesome.
Isn't
that
fun?
I'm in the midst of building an aviary net over our chicken run with chicken wire.
Yeah.
And it's because the hawks are, and that's a type of falcon, by the way. They're in the same family.
Yeah.
They're vicious, and they'll come and they'll take all your chickens.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. We got to fight the hawks. See that? Chicken wire is nothing to be.
Whoa, Doug.
Chicken wire.
You're wounded.
I'm telling you, chicken wire is not to be taken lightly.
No.
That stuff is rough. But
I
hadn't heard that about the falcons.
Oh, yeah. But also they've got, they try to take over your drone with interference
software
from the radio signal.
Right.
And they have drones that will take down other drones, just disable them.
Yeah.
But the falcons are the coolest.
Yeah, I think that's the one I would want to watch the most.
Yeah. But if you are at the Super Bowl, of course, they're going to put all that effort in.
Right.
But they're not going to put all that effort in every place there's a gathering.
No.
So terrorists so easily will be able to wreak havoc.
That's right, because all they need is a cafe with 15 people sitting outside having dinner.
And forget the terrorists. There's also the homosexuals, the liberals, the perverts who are using drones to videotape people surreptitiously. They go right up to your bedroom windowsill.
Yes. No, I have a story here regarding one Willie Meredith. Have you heard of Willie? He's from Kentucky. He's a good old boy. He's out on his deck with his grill. He sees a drone with a camera pointed at him.
Yeah.
And so what does Willie do? He says it passes his property 3 times in a half an hour. The camera's looking at him. So naturally,
it's over his property looking at him.
Yeah. So he grabbed a shotgun and he blew it out of the sky. And he's now known in Kentucky as the drone slayer.
I like that guy. There's somebody in Colorado, I think maybe in Parker or Elizabeth, who is selling on the internet drone hunting licenses.
You can
just
get
so
it.
You're licensed.
Right.
And it's in season. 365 days a year.
Absolutely.
The police said they wouldn't necessarily recognize the validity of those licenses.
They take it on a case-by-case basis. But like with Willie here, he was charged initially with some serious charges.
Wow.
But the judge threw it out saying he had a right to shoot the drone. The judge threw the case out, and the drone
like
slayer
that.
Lives.
But this is yet another horror.
Yeah.
That these perverts are using already. There are many news stories already with people seeing these drones peering in their windows.
Oh, yeah, that which is creepy. That's just creepy.
It's creepy, and it's the world we live in. The culture couldn't care less of all the filth on the internet. That filth turns millions of more people into perverts, including the kids growing up submerged in the filth, the smut.
Absolutely. So I'll have to ask you, there's been a recent ruling, I think at the federal level, that if you buy a drone, you have to register your drone.
Yeah.
And if you use it improperly, there's fines, civil penalties,
and
even jail time.
You know, generally, that's our government, right? They think that bureaucracy is going to solve our problems. It hasn't worked so far.
No.
And you multiply laws. We have a million laws in this country, without exaggerating. A million laws. The more laws you have, the worse everything gets.
Yeah.
You cannot make it so that people can't commit crime. You have to make it so that they won't commit crime. It has to be a deterrent.
Mm-hmm.
So I
would just ask you, what's a better deterrent? Making everybody register their drone, or the next guy who does something stupid with a drone gets punished severely?
Well, severely, including, you know, flogging, restitution, corporal punishment.
Absolutely.
Even terrorism. We have to make it so that the punishment, the consequences against governments that support jihad is so severe that all the hundreds of millions of Muslims in the world turn viciously against Islamic terrorism. Mm. Viciously. You and I talked about sending a letter to the Islamic Center.
Yes, we did.
And we sent that letter. We mailed it, U.S. Postal Mail, and we emailed it.
Yeah.
And so far, we have not heard back. I think maybe on a future show, we should read the letter.
Yeah.
And perhaps post it.
And perhaps even call the mosque during the show. I don't know what they do at 3 o'clock. I think maybe we could catch the imam there.
Right. But one of the strong recommendations is that Muslims would call for Saudi Arabia to ban travel to Mecca by anyone who attends a mosque where an imam supports jihad.
Mm. Yeah.
Anyone who attends a mosque where the leadership supports either ISIS or Al-Qaeda or any Muslim jihadi organization, that members of that mosque are banned from entering Saudi Arabia, from traveling to Mecca. That would be a serious step.
That would be serious. And you would think that would be fairly obvious to the leadership in the Islamic world.
Yes.
Something like that.
So they should all rise up and call for that. And Saudi Arabia should be pressured to do that, so they're not speaking out of both sides of their mouth when it comes to terrorism.
Yeah, well, I'm with you on that.
All right.
Anyway, I want a drone. I really do.
Oh, yeah, drones, right. It's a tool. But we simply cannot regulate where... There it is, Doug. It's hidden behind.
That person, who is that?
Don't they know that you're on the air right now?
Well...
Let's set a drone out.
I need a drone to take my phone out of the studio.
So, Doug, we can't regulate ourselves out of the moral cesspool and the crime epidemic that we are in.
No.
You cannot regulate yourself out of this nightmare.
No. It's because not only the leadership, but just the people, they don't know right from wrong anymore. For example.
Right.
For example, why is it, or have you noticed, I suppose I should say, that both Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton both had a bit of a political stumble over the issue of killing children over the past week or so?
Yeah, I did notice. In fact, I had the opportunity
to be interviewed. Saw you on Channel 7. I saw you for...
7 News. What is that?
7
ABC
News.
ABC affiliate? 7
yeah,
News?
Something like that.
Denver affiliate?
Where they asked you. They had the cameras here in the studio.
Yeah, and it was only a short clip, but it was enough to say that Donald Trump is a fraud.
Yes.
And he is not pro-life because of concern for unborn children, but because he wants to get support from the Republican base.
Yeah.
So it's fraudulent. It's a fraudulent position, and people are deceived if they think there's any sincerity to it whatsoever. But people like to be lied to.
They do.
Yeah.
They do. Especially if they think they might win.
But Hillary is the more interesting one.
Absolutely. On Meet the Press, a man who was virtually unknown just 4 or 5 years ago, Chuck Todd, came out of nowhere. Now he's hosting Meet the Press. He asked Hillary, well, should we play the audio or should I quote?
Well,
because he says something interesting and so does she.
Well, let's mention what they said. I think it's a direct result of the personhood movement. Because National Right to Life wouldn't be caught dead referring to an unborn child as a person.
No.
They're against the personhood movement.
They're against personhood, along with Eagle Forum, Susan B. Anthony.
And they say it's because of the Supreme Court is not ready yet. Yeah. But even at the United Nations, where there is no U.S. Supreme Court, they're against personhood advocacy, even at the United Nations.
In any
case, they're just fraudulent.
Yeah, they're liars.
Hypocrites. Chuck Todd, he used the phrase.
Chuck Todd asked about the unborn child.
Up Chuck Todd. used the word child.
He used the word child
to refer to the fetus in the womb.
Yes. After which Hillary followed on, right? And she called. She said the unborn person.
The unborn person.
Doesn't
use that terminology.
She used the term unborn.
And then later,
person.
She used the term child to refer to the baby
in the
womb. But so let's hear at least the beginning of this.
Many years.
When or if does an unborn child have constitutional rights?
Well, under our laws currently, that is not something that exists. The unborn person doesn't have constitutional rights. Now, that doesn't mean...
She
said it.
He says the unborn child. She says the unborn person.
Yeah.
All along, everyone has known exactly what we're talking about. We're talking about children.
Yeah.
We're talking about innocent persons being dismembered by the pro-aborts and funded courtesy of the Republican Party for decades now.
Yeah, and you've got to wonder, why would the title person even be in Hillary's dark little mind?
Right.
How did that get there?
Person. Well, because, of course, the personhood movement.
I believe so.
Not the regulate abortion movement.
No.
Not that movement, because they say that you wait 24 hours and then you could have the abortion.
Or watch the child on an ultrasound and then you could kill the baby.
Do they say child?
Well, they don't say child. They say watch the tissue or the
maybe
the
fetus. in some of their
well, in fundraising
but,
letters,
yeah.
some of these organizations will use the word child and maybe even person.
But so unborn child,
yeah.
says Chuck Todd,
yeah,
and unborn person says Hillary. On Judgment Day, these words will come back to them,
yeah,
and they will not be able to say to God that we didn't know it was a child. We didn't know it was a person.
That's right, because he can roll the tape just like we did.
And there was a pause. Wasn't there a pause after she said the unborn?
There was a pause.
And then a pregnant pause.
You could call it a pregnant pause.
Then she said the word person. Once she said the unborn, that's used as an adjective, then she's really stuck.
You almost have to say.
What is she going to say? She can't say fetus, the unborn fetus.
She can't say the unborn product of conception. That doesn't roll off the tongue.
So the unborn. In fact, we had that pro-abort from Washington, D.C., Alana Goldman.
Alana Goldman, one of the women to watch.
Yeah.
Right? In the pro-abortion.
Right. One of the eight women to watch in Washington, D.C., leaders in the child killing industry.
Yeah. Now, I haven't been watching her. How long ago was that? Was that a couple 3 years ago?
Some years ago.
And so
I asked her, what is a fetus? I asked her, is it alive?
Yeah. I remember. It was a torturous half hour to try to get her to answer.
Do we have, right before the show, I asked our board operator if he could pull that up. Do you have what is a fetus queued up? All right. Let's hear Alana Goldman on this show, Bob and Yurt Live.
That. Let me ask you this. What is a fetus? What is a fetus?
What's your game here? We're on the show.
Yeah.
My understanding was you want to talk about what FOCA is and what the objectives are there.
Yeah.
You want to talk about the Colorado personhood.
FOCA says you could terminate
it. I'm happy to talk about the policies and the politics. I'm not going to get into larger questions of life, religion, and science.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to. Do you have it marked where I asked her? Well, then, is it alive?
I remember
she won't say what is a fetus. She won't say
no.
You know, like Hillary being stuck, the unborn.
Yeah. By the way, Alana had a bit of her own pregnant pause there when you asked her if it.
Yeah. So could you cue up where I asked? Is it at least is it living? At least that
could we get?
I mean, that should be obvious. No,
it should be to
is
anyone
it living.
Yes.
It's sucking its thumb, playing with its toes, sleeping, it dreams. Is it living? I'm not saying is it a person. Is it living?
I am unwilling
You're
to
afraid
engage.
Of that question.
No, I'm not afraid of that question.
Well, then answer it. Is it living? It's either living
or
dead.
I think the definition of life What is life? When does life begin? These are questions that people reasonably struggle with.
You've come to a conclusion on something you say that is a very controversial, emotional issue, but it seems that our conclusions will be more reliable if we can be objective and intellectually honest and deal with the fundamental matters. For example, what is it? And Ilana, the audience is hearing that you're one of the eight women to watch in Washington, but you're afraid to say whether it's living or dead. And that should be a simple statement just of biology, not even legality or morality.
So, Doug, what is a fetus?
What is a fetus?
Is it living?
It's living.
Right,
sure.
So Hillary here is exposed. She knows exactly. In fact, we have a bit of a longer quote from Hillary, the same session on NBC, Meet the Press.
Yeah.
And so she refers to the baby in the womb as the unborn person.
Yeah.
And then she refers to the child. Twice she uses the word child. The mother who is carrying a child. Well, you're not a mother unless you have a child.
Well, yeah.
So the mother who's carrying the child, and to make sure that child will be healthy.
Yeah.
So, but I think we should hear that too. Can we hear that again from the beginning?
For many years.
When or if does an unborn child have constitutional rights?
Well, under our laws currently, that is not something that exists. The unborn person doesn't have constitutional rights. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't do everything we possibly can in the vast majority of instances to, you know, help a mother who is carrying a child and wants to make sure that child will be healthy, to have appropriate medical support.
The vast majority of...
Vast majority of cases. She means that most births, we don't kill the baby.
That's
what she means there. Now, I mean, it's getting close, especially with chemical abortions.
Well, and in New York City, more than half of all black women, their pregnancies end in abortion.
Kill their baby. Yeah. And blacks would be the number one minority in America today if it wasn't for all the children that they've killed.
Right.
Black women killing their children, Planned Parenthood killing black children, out of all proportion to their percentage of the population. And so blacks are not the number one minority because they have decimated their own population.
Right. Now, Bob, I have to ask you a political question because politically, Bob, here in 2016, the big election's coming up, I desperately am looking for a politician to believe in. So I want to ask you, I heard Hillary say that.
Why in the world would you be doing that?
I'm desperate, Bob. Why? I want to believe in someone.
Doug is joking.
I want to ask you, Bob.
Doug is joking.
I heard Hillary say,
yeah,
under our laws, currently,
ooh,
that's not something that exists. So should I hold out some hope
I
that
think
Hillary...
A lot of pro-lifers will vote for Hillary
maybe.
Because currently it doesn't give the unborn person rights.
Right.
But she recognized the child as a child and as a person.
She did.
So she's probably pro-life.
She might be reachable.
I mean, pro-life, and we're being facetious, but
yeah, we are
what pro-life means today is nothing. George W. Bush doubled the money going to Planned Parenthood, gave them $1 billion more than Bill Clinton did, and National Right to Life says he was pro-life.
Yeah, Hillary Clinton basically is espousing pretty much the same view as the National Right to Life, Eagle Forum,
yeah,
Susan
currently,
B. Anthony.
Because they accept Roe v. Wade.
They do.
They accept the authority of Roe v. Wade, which is not a valid opinion.
Opinion is what
and
it is.
It's certainly not law. In Germany, when they said you could kill Jews, well, did everybody have to uphold that you killed Jews? Or were the heroes the ones who rejected it and ignored it?
There you go.
Of course.
It's obvious, right?
And so you could own blacks as slaves, and you could kill Jews and dismember unborn children. Mm-hmm. Newsflash, to focus on the family, that is not a valid opinion from a court.
No.
That needs to be ignored, rejected, set aside at every level.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, Hillary Clinton could be a politician.
Oh, and by the way, Ted Cruz thinks that that is the law of the land. Roe v. Wade. He's a Harvard attorney.
He, in fact, stated
attorney
that it's the law of the land.
He was a significant part of the whole Bush scam for all those years. He only supports evil abortion laws, and he opposes the good laws that say the baby's a person.
Yeah.
Hillary, At least said the baby's a person.
That's right. Well, I don't know that I've heard. Mr. Cruz, who, I never heard of the guy. Who is this guy? I never heard of him.
Well, he was, you know, he was involved. Well, he and his wife, Heidi.
Heidi,
They met as staffers on the George W. Bush campaign.
Yeah.
Okay, and they were a part of his administration. And so Ted Cruz never exposed the fraud that was George W. Bush. He never said, you know, we say we want to defund Planned Parenthood. We doubled the money.
Yeah, right.
George W. Bush, and I was a part of it, and I kept my mouth shut because I have political ambition.
Mm-hmm.
You don't oppose personhood laws, the good laws, and support the laws that say, and then you could kill the baby and have a claim to any kind of authority.
This is why I don't buy into Ted Cruz. I had an exchange with a friend, a dearly beloved Christian pro-life leader. I mean, a guy who I've been on the front lines with.
Yeah.
Had an exchange with him regarding Ted Cruz. And I just said, you know what, my friend? I think I've seen one or two more political cycles than you have. So I've been.
So you don't realize you're getting lied to. In fact, you want to be lied to.
Yeah.
People could go to kgov.com, click on video, and watch the Ted Cruz. We have part one and part two.
Yeah.
Phenomenal videos on Ted Cruz.
Well, quite revealing.
Yeah, it's the quite pro-life revealing. Response to Ted Cruz.
Because he gave that impassioned plea for the fact
he
that
put out
pro-life.
A pro-life video.
Right.
And so we have pro-life response to Ted Cruz part one and pro-life response to Ted Cruz part two.
Yeah.
And they're, part one is like less than 2 minutes long. And
definitely worth watching.
Yeah, really.
So I told my friend, I said, I've been stabbed in the back for two or three more political cycles than you have.
Yeah.
And I think that's why you are so Pollyanna and you believe you buy Ted Cruz. I said, one of two things is true. Either I'm just jaded or you are about to be stabbed in the back by Ted Cruz. And we'll have to figure it out later if he, in fact, gets elected.
But yeah.
We'll get back to the topic.
Well, he already opposes the good pro-life laws and only supports the wicked pro-life laws end with and then you could kill
in the
baby.
Video in part two of the video, I believe he actually says that he doesn't support personhood because it's
that's his rationalization in part one pro-life response to Ted Cruz part one.
Yes, he actually uses the word personhood. He addresses personhood legislation.
Oh yeah, people will want to see this video.
Yeah,
it's a stunner. We should embed it in today's show summary at kgov.com.
Ted who? I never heard of the guy. Never heard of him. Although I'd love to hear about Ted Cruz. Believe me, I would. I would love for Ted Cruz.
Oh, if only he would
to come out,
repent, and stop supporting wicked laws.
Yeah.
Like, you know, how many leading Democrat pro-aborts supported some of the same laws Ted Cruz has, like a ban on partial birth abortion?
Well, all of them.
There are many. Many, like Harry Reid,
yeah.
Many Democrats who are pro-abortion supported those laws because they realize they make the abortion industry look better.
Absolutely. Hey, the devil himself, Chuck Schumer, supported the so-called ban on partial birth abortion.
Right.
Anyway.
So, all right, Doug McBurney, thank you so much.
Great show, Bob. Thank you.
We didn't get to the trip to Montana, Bozeman, Montana. What a great Creation Evolution Conference. Put on by our friends down in Dallas, ICR, Institute for Christian Research. God bless you guys. KGov.com.